like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want
let
is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air
and
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Ooh.
They feed all the air.
It's Garden Talk Live at KSRO. Hello, out there in Radio Land. I'm Steve Garner, along with Dave Fazio, celebrating our 38th year in the KSRO Greenhouse, America's longest-running radio gardening program. And we have Savita. We're holding her over for the 9 o'clock hour to talk a little bit more about her just absolutely non-monogamous sweet pea issues. Mm-hmm. They seem to just be cross-pollinating like crazy. And before we get back to that, Savita, would you do us the honors of welcoming our in-studio guest?
Oh, my goodness. Is Aman there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, Aman is here. Say hello, Aman.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Oh, good morning. I'm so glad you're there, Aman.
So I just want to preface this that before we get back to our sweet pea issue, Savita, you're the one that introduced us to Aman. How did you get involved in the organization and promoting what he and the organization does?
Well, when I first heard Aman speaking about what he was up to, and he, you know, as in our generation of people, I could probably be old enough to be his grandmother. And when I was hearing him, you know, speak about his vision of what needs to come about, I recognize, you know, a visionary. And then as I have been watching him and the development of his enterprise for the last few years, I just get more and more excited about what Aman and his folks are up to with Neighborhood Garden Initiative, because I think it is so essential these days.
Well, it was great that you introduced us to him, and we had him on last year with Rachel Spaeth. And I know this, that you're also a community partner, and we'll talk to our listeners about how they can become involved in it. Now, back to your just a polygamous sweet peas. So, Dave, she's saying that they don't seem to have what? Gone true to color, is that right, Savita?
Yeah, and she was saying she didn't think that they were supposed to cross-pollinate, and I've never heard that about sweet peas. I'd have to do some research on that, because normally you would think that flowers of the same genus or whatever would cross-pollinate naturally, and which I think they do, but
they're supposed to grow to the expected color. That's, we've been planting them for many, many years, and we've never seen this issue happen, but you know, it is Savita.
Mm-hmm.
Unusual things happen to her in her garden.
Yeah.
So you've been there.
The creative garden that keeps us humble.
Well, but you know, again, the word rarely, Dave. It says they rarely cross-pollinate. But so that means that there may be a time when they do.
At times they may, it may happen. It's interesting that they wouldn't. If they didn't cross-pollinate, how would they get the multicolors out of them? Mm-hmm. Is the big thing.
I don't know, but this is a botany lesson that I'm not up to. So.
Yeah, and I'm not up to right at the moment either. I got to do a little bit of research and see what I can come up with, because I had never heard that about sweet peas.
Okay, very good. I look forward to your answer next time round.
Okay.
Okay. Aman, enjoy your talking with these great folks.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Good hearing from you, Savita. So I believe your phone is going off. Is that? No, it's not your phone, huh?
I can hear something in my...
I'm not sure what that is. I can hear something, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't touch anything.
But I don't know. maybe it's aliens that are coming through on our phone. I'm not quite sure. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Listen, the first... At 12:30 for Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, right here on KSRO. Raise the Roof celebrates people in our community who are actively contributing to or possess expertise in the field of construction. Hear great info for contractors, community members, and our youth with insights for daily life. Brought to you by ARS Roofing and Gutters. Raise the Roof with Letitia Hanke, the first Tuesday of the month, and podcasts at ksro.com.
You've seen the local headlines. The number of deaths from drug overdose is shocking. Every day, CPDAC sees how substance use disorder wreaks havoc on individuals, families, and our community. CPDAC has been treating individuals in Sonoma County since 1969, providing a full spectrum of comprehensive, evidence-based care, consistently adapting to changes in the treatment of addiction. If you or a loved one is suffering, don't lose hope. Get help today. Learn more at cpdac.org.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Hey Greg, whoa, your car, you got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment, the prices were super competitive, I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work, and they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
If you're remodeling an existing kitchen or bathroom, Cabinets 101 in Rohnert Park is your local diamond-certified company. With a huge selection of quality wood cabinets, stainless and porcelain sinks, quartz and granite countertops to suit any kitchen or bathroom. Here's another satisfied Cabinets 101 customer.
Hi, I'm Ellen Caruso. Stan at Cabinets 101 was not only supportive and professional when I decided to update my kitchen, he was there when my plumbing failed and I had to redo half my new kitchen. The staff and installers are professional, honest, and hardworking. Great prices, and they stand behind their work. As a real estate professional, I have recommended Cabinets 101 to my clients with wonderful results.
0% interest, limited term financing available. Bring in your project measurements, and Cabinets 101 will even give you a free estimate on your project. Stop by the Cabinets 101 showroom today at 5665 Redwood Drive in Rohnert Park.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
It's Garden Talk. I'm Steve Garner along with Dave Fazio, and I'll reintroduce our guest in just one moment. Let me tell you what's ahead at the Good Food Hour with Emily Ash Lamb. We will have Kelly Anderson. She's Associate Professor of Food Cultural Studies and Food Culture, Food Cultures, and many other things. She's an anthropologist. She's out of the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and she has written the most charming book called Savor the South, Peaches by Kelly Alexander. And she's a native of Georgia, so she's got some street cred right there.
Yeah.
And we're going to chat with her about this delightful book. Then in the studio, we welcome Gail and Brian Sullivan, owners of Sonoma County's premier peach growers, Dry Creek Peach and Produce. They've been doing this for some 26 years, and we've had the pleasure of having them in the studio every summer for the last 26 years. They'll be bringing in some just harvested first of the season peaches. And she said this is about the earliest harvest they've had opening the peach stand in mid-May. It's usually not till first, second week of June. So that'll be exciting. So it's an all peach show today. Hi, Steve. You just talked about a guest. What is this organization? What does he do? Thanks. Love the show, Dusty. So, Amon, you already have a fan.
Hey, Dusty.
that's out there. So the organization that you founded is called the Neighborhood Garden Initiative. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
So tell us a little about your background. Have you always been into gardening? And how did it lead to thinking that there was a need for this type of organization?
Yeah, so I started gardening now maybe 10 years ago. And it started with my neighbor. So he gave me some seeds, or like some starts. And it was like, I had beds in my backyard, I had fruit trees. And he saw we weren't using them. So he's like, he gave me a zucchini plant and a tomato. And he's like, go put it in your beds and water it a couple times a week. Kind of walking me through it. And I grew so many zucchinis and so much like cherry tomatoes. And I started sharing with him. And I was like, this is amazing. Thank you for teaching me. And I was excited. I went to like plant stores and started, you know, getting into it. And then I sort of realized like more people needed to know about this because it felt so easy, but you needed access to do it. And so then I started talking, and I was writing a children's book with a friend at the time.
Oh.
It was called Welcome to Balloon City. And we were trying to figure out like what the most important part of the story was. And it was like really getting food and getting gardens to people. And so then we started with my aunt in Santa Rosa as like a trial garden. And that kind of worked out really awesome because like I was talking to her randomly and she's like, I've always wanted to grow food in my backyard. And I had not told her anything. And I was like, we're trying to find someone who wants to grow their food. And so we ended up doing a garden for them, and then now we have 35 gardens.
Now, you said we started to. So did you do this with some partners or some friends?
Yeah, so it started with some friends, basically, yeah, with friends that I met through summer camps and other jobs, and we all kind of just brought our skills together and, figured it out.
So yeah. your aunt was your first customer.
My aunt, yeah, up in Santa Rosa.
So this is the mission, as you've just mentioned, and this is also on your website.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to putting a garden in every home, helping teach our community the importance of food sovereignty and empowering others with the resources and education to sustain themselves by learning to grow their own food. We're helping out put the food system back into the hands of the people, and we invite you to join us in sowing the seeds of exchange for a healthy, sustainable future.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the founder director, and you have a crew that works with you on these different projects.
I do, yeah.
So how many gardens have you installed so far, roughly?
35 in the last 5 years. We work kind of slower, and because I'm kind of word of mouth, and we all have full-time jobs and things, so we just fit things in when we can. And so, yeah, we've done 35. We've done them as far as like Sacramento, East Bay. Yeah. We've been to all of Sonoma County and then like some parts of Marin. So we just kind of go where we're needed. And I have a truck now, which is awesome. So I can have the soil, bring the lumber.
How do you find the garden, or how does the garden space find you?
It feels like at first, it feels like word of mouth, honestly. People, or like the show, like last year when I did the show, a few people reached out, which is really awesome. So we did some gardens from there. But it's been word of mouth. And so I think that, and so we don't have to do a ton of advertising. People just kind of see what we do and they get excited about it and they tell a friend, and yeah, then we just... it goes from there.
So what's the best way to reach you? And we'll mention this several times during the hour.
You can go to our website, neighborhoodgardeninitiative.org. And then if you want a garden, there's a little link, there's a button on there that says get your garden. And how it works is we just charge for labor and lumber. And then we provide the soil and the plants. And so
people buy the plants.
Actually, Emerisa donates the plants to us, and we were able to help out all the families with that, which is like a huge
Do you need to pre-qualify people as far as lower income, or how does that work?
It's honestly, like, if you have the time and you want to grow your own food, like, if you have the space and time and you, and, like, we talk with them and kind of see their needs and everything, and we bring them what they want to grow, and so it's not just a standard, you know, veggies.
So do you suggest a donation from people who's work that you do for them, because you're contributing not only labor but also materials?
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So we will charge for just the labor and the lumber, and then we'll do the labor and lumber, and then they and then we'll provide the plants and the soil.
That's marvelous. Yeah. That's great. Do you have any can they call you and go, this is not growing, or I've got fungus problems or bug problems. Can you give me a couple ideas?
Yeah, we send them with a one cheater, and we write all the plants that we wrote on them, like what we just planted.
Oh.
And we give them some links to some videos, like to some YouTube videos. And then we also like have all of our information on there, and people do call us and text us and just send us pictures and things like that. And then it's great to have people like Savita in my back pocket, where I'm like, Savita, I don't know what this is, and then she'll help me out, and I can help other people out. So that's the cool part.
Yeah. And is there all edible plants that you do, or do you do any type of perennials or annuals or shrubs or anything like that?
Yeah, we try to mix in some, at least pollinators and perennials, just to bring in the bees and everything. But yeah, it's mostly edible for what they want to eat.
There's a real passion project. It's your passion.
It is, yeah.
Because you mentioned that everyone that works for you has other jobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely seeing that. And it's like, for it to keep going this long, and I'm like, it definitely is a passion of mine. And just wanting to build and like keep building on the community gardening that is already here.
By the way, listeners, Aman is generously donating some tickets to an upcoming sensational Neighborhood Garden Initiative 3rd Annual Foliage Funk Fest. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm not going to be here for this next Saturday. Mm-hmm. It's next Saturday, May 30th. Music, plants, food, art, local community. You can, if you get in with a question via telephone or email, you'll automatically be entered into the drawing, which we'll do shortly before 11 o'clock for, I think it's going to be like two pair of tickets, or is that what you said?
Let's do it.
That's so beautiful, with all kinds of bands, and I'm sure they're really cool, and because I'm of a certain age, I don't recognize any of them, but I'm sure they're really good. DJ Diops, Kwame, mm-hmm. Erica Ambrin, and the Eclectic Soul Project. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds like it'd be about.
They're all local. They're all really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hosted by Lexi Arquell and Tiffany Hayes. Is that correct?
Yeah. And Tiffany Hayes is an WNBA.
Oh.
She plays for the Valkyries. So
she does?
Yeah, so she's going to be coming out.
I'd love
out.
To get her autograph.
Yeah, you got to come out.
I won't be here. This is a bummer. This is really cool. How did she hear about this event? How can she get hooked up with it?
My sister actually works with, she ended up working with the Warriors and the Valkyries last year, and she does makeup, and so she ended up getting kind of connections with all the people. And
so she's coming up for it.
Yeah, she's going to come up and host with my sister. Yeah,
I love this.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
This is really cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
707-636-1350. If you'd like to attend with a friend, we're going to give away some tickets at the end of the show, but you do need to get in with a question or an email question. steve@ksro.com or 707-636-1350. Would you talk about some of the vendors and the activities?
Yeah, so we have some really, this is our first time doing it at this location, so we're really excited. We're at the Permaculture Artisans in Sebastopol, and so we have
and it's funny, I'll pause right there, because mm-hmm. Dave, you were mentioning the same thing that I was wondering about. It's on 116, isn't it? Highway 116. I've driven past this, 100 times? Mm-hmm. And I've wondered, I wonder what this is. I'd like to stop in, and yet I never have stopped in.
I did the same thing until someone suggested it last year. And so I was like, oh, is that the the place I drive by all the time. They're like, probably. And I was like, but I've always, because I used to do deliveries out here, so I've always wanted to see what it was. But I didn't think, it was early, so I didn't think it was open. But it's an open garden, so you can go anytime.
Oh, I didn't know. And,
yeah, I didn't either. So
what a great look. Did they approach you, or how did that happen?
We approached them, and then they were already interested. They've done some events in the past, and so they were like, yeah, it sounds like a great event. And so we've worked with Nick. He's the event manager there.
Okay.
And, yeah, moving.
Great location.
And it's almost across the street from the flea market that they have
exactly,
in there and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Between the old Bassagnani's and there was a statue place on the other
statuary.
Side of it. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah. That Absolute.
Yes, and they're
Absolute
both gone.
Statuary.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, this is exciting. What foods and other things will be available?
Yeah, so we have Gabacool Pizza. They're going to be there, which they're a local pizza spot. Poppy's Boba Bar. So Poppy's is, I'm the general manager there, actually. It's a toy store in Petaluma.
Oh.
Yeah, super fun. And they have a boba bar, and so they're going to do a pop-up. They've always wanted to try doing pop-ups, so they're going to do one at our event. So we've been getting that going.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then sugar powder dough. Theo, he makes these, like, amazing sweets, like cookies and cupcakes, like anything you can think of, he can make, which is
amazing. I don't know him.
Amazing.
Sugar powder dough. Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then Lala's Jam Bar, she's a local.
She was on the show.
Yeah?
Many
years
ago.
Did she bring
ago.
Her jam?
Yeah,
oh
she
my
brought
gosh.
Her jam.
It's
from
so
Petaluma.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we used to broadcast the show many years ago from the Sonoma Marin Fair in the summer, and she came on with her jams with me and Chef John Ash, and she brought her whole spread, and we were blown away by the quality.
My gosh, yeah. We tried her stuff, and we're like, oh, we have to have her. Like, oh my gosh, it's
She's
so
a real,
delicious.
Real artisan.
Yeah, and then we have some other ones, Porter and Potts, which is the sister of Amelia. She's our volunteer coordinator, and she does pottery. She does little cups and bowls, like the things, but she also does little plant labels, which is really cute. Like she does, she carves in like parsley and onions on there, and the little plant labels for your plants, which are super awesome. So, yeah, there's just some of them, and then yeah, we'll have a lot more great ones. We're also gonna have a scavenger hunt for the kids. We're gonna do like rock painting and like sunflower planting and things like that.
Oh, that's great. So kids will be occupied.
Yeah, absolutely. We tried to keep them occupied.
That's
yeah.
really an important component.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can be safe. Like, go over there and play for a while with your friends.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then the adults can fraternize. And that's always important.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Seed to Skillet? What's that?
So they are, so Miss Victoria, she is so when I was saying we did some gardens in Sacramento, she was one of the gardens that we did, and she has a program out there where she helps the youth garden, and she's built the whole little community of like high schoolers. I think they're high schooler kids, and we've been out there a few times to help them garden. We're gonna try to go out in a couple weeks before it gets way too hot to try to build a farm stand out there, but we've worked with them a few times, and so she's gonna come out and just share about her.
And Savita will be there from Bald Bliss, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
Now, this, I can't figure it out. It says, the name of this company is Inner Light Tallow. Now, what is that?
Ooh, okay. So they actually reached out to us, and it was really cool. So she sells, like, I believe it's like soaps and like the wraps, like the rose wraps and things like that. But yeah, so it was really cool. So it's actually, I'm actually excited to see what it looks like in person, because I've only seen it online. But she reached out to us when she saw our flyer and was like, hey, do you have spots? And I was like, of course, like if you want to come on. So
that's beautiful. Yeah. And sunflower planting?
We're going to have little plant sunflower seedlings, and we're going to plant with the kids in little cups and things like that.
What a great event.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful event. It's next Saturday at the Permaculture Artisans, which is right on Highway 116 in Sebastopol, 11:30 to 3:30. Can people buy tickets for this online? How does that work?
Yeah, they can do it online. You can also go to our website, and you'll see the flyer, and it says, like, I think it says, like, get your $20 tickets on there. So, yeah, tickets are only $20. I think there's $7 for the kids, and then if you're, like, under, like, three, it's free or something like that. And so, yeah, we just want everyone to come out and have fun and like enjoy the space with us.
And the website is Neighborhood Garden Initiative. That's all one word?
Yes, neighborhoodgardeninitiative.org.
Okay, neighborhoodgardeninitiative.org. But we're going to give away two pair of tickets shortly before 11. All you need to do is get in with a question, comment via phone or email, steve@ksro.com or 707-636-1350. Both Amon Jordan are here to talk about his organization, and Dave Fazio, too, to answer any and all gardening questions. We'll be right back after this.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Attention Marin and Sonoma residents. Did you know that the services provided by the Marin-Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District are funded by property taxes and are available to you at no extra cost? That's right. From mosquito control to providing helpful advice on rodent prevention, we've got you covered. Need assistance with ground nesting yellow jackets? We can help with that too. Don't forget, we also offer free mosquito fish. Learn more about our services and how they benefit you at msmosquito.org.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Scholes Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
Divorce can turn your world upside down. Questions about your children, your home, your finances, everything suddenly feels uncertain. At Sonoma County Legal Line, attorney Alyssa Ehrlich and her experienced team help people just like you navigate the legal side of life's most personal challenges. Whether you're facing divorce, child custody decisions, support issues, or property division, you don't have to figure it out alone. As a certified legal specialist in family law and licensed since 1987, Alyssa Ehrlich understands both the emotional weight and the legal complexity of family law cases. You'll be guided with compassion, clarity, and a strong commitment to protecting your rights and your future. When everything feels uncertain, the right legal advice makes all the difference. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626 or visit SonomaCountyLegalLine.com. Sonoma County Legal Line. Answers, support, a path forward.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cloudy and cool overnight, we can look to mostly sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the mid to low 70s. In the evening, more clouds and around a 25% chance of showers should leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Looking ahead, this current cooling trend should run through at least Monday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
It's Garden Talk Live with Steve Garner. That's me, Dave Fazio, and special guest Amon Jordan, who is the executive director for the Neighborhood Garden Initiative, which is based here in Sonoma County, and they install gardens for people that just want to install a garden. And the volunteers that work with them, they provide all the material except for lumber and labor. But as far as the plant material, they donate this. And it's a great organization. They've done about 35 of these gardens as far as Sacramento and down in the East Bay, too, in Oakland, mm-hmm. you were mentioning. What's the biggest number of people that you've worked with at any one time installing a garden?
We did this garden once in Oakland with some high school kids out there, and they had about 70 volunteers that came out, and we installed like 10 gardens in about an hour, which was wild. And we did, and that's including chicken wire underneath. Like, it was wild. It was so fast. So it was fun.
I would have loved to have filmed that.
Yeah, we have some cool pictures and stuff from that.
Organizing and directing that many people at once would be difficult.
I think I kind of thrive in the chaos, I'm realizing. Like, it was fun. I worked at summer camps. Like, I manage a toy store, like I was saying. So it's mm-hmm. like, I like the moving parts and like finding the holes where, like, okay, you got to go here and you got, you know. So it's really fun to like manage and work it. So, yeah.
I love that you use the word managing the chaos. That's yeah. a beautiful way of approaching yeah. it. That I like that. I'm going to try to incorporate that into my way of thinking about life. And that is managing the chaos.
Yeah, just slow it down a little.
Peggy asked, hello, Dave. We just moved this lovely specimen to more shade. I think too much sun, exclamation point. Some special friends gave us this treasure. It's been around a long time, and I'd like to know what to do to keep going. Now, the next is the photos. Two attachments. Do you have these photos, Dave?
I don't have any photos. I can't really answer the question without seeing something or knowing what her lovely specimen is.
Yeah, for some reason, she sent these, but yet they're... Oh, wait, there they are. Are you seeing them?
Nope.
Okay, maybe I can turn my screen for you to take a look at this. Can you see that? I don't know why yours didn't come across. There's one. And there's the other.
Oh, there.
What do you think?
They're epiphyllums.
Epiphyllums.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it are known, also known as a zygote cactus or whatever, Christmas cactus, Thanksgiving cactus.
Oh, sure.
And they should be in a partial shade location, especially like when we have those lovely 90-plus temperatures.
She said she moved them out of the sun.
Yeah, and which is ideal. And don't give them too much water. They like to be a little on the drier side. And ideally a spot where there's a little bit of shade in the heat of the day or something, or filtered light. And they'll respond really well for her. And she can, even unless they're burnt tips, she can take cuttings off of it, and they grow real easy. You can stick them in another pot or whatever, or put two or three of them in a pot and just keep it moist, not soggy wet, but moist, and they'll root out for her and come back and probably should flower in about a year.
So pretty bulletproof plant.
They're pretty easy, and they're really, I don't know where Peggy's from, but I'd be careful not only from the excessive heat, but also from the excessive cold, because they don't like the hard freezes.
So maybe in a sheltered area is ideal?
Sheltered area. A lot of people will have them. I remember my grandmother having one in her living room in the corner, and the thing being enormous. I've got one sitting on my front porch I bet that thing's... Roseanne's probably 35 years old.
Did you name this plant?
No, she came to me with a name.
Oh, the plant. You inherited this plant.
It was given to me from a lady who took care of elderly people, uh-huh. and it came from one of her clients. And I've had it for, I think, close to 30 years, and it was probably 10 or 12 years old when I got it. And it's probably... Well, my porch is 8 feet. It's probably 8 feet in diameter, and it's in a pot. It does really well.
Have you had to repot it?
In the 30 years, maybe twice.
Uh-huh.
and it looks great. And the big thing is, you know, when you want it to bloom, is you draw back on the water. Instead of watering it once a week or once every 2 weeks, depending on weather and stuff, you may water it like once a month or something.
Now, they call this all kinds of different cactus. Christmas cactus, Easter cactus, don't
Thanksgiving
they?
Cactus.
Thanksgiving cactus.
Yeah.
It is. It masquerades as many different types. But when you say the word cactus, people think, oh, it's got to be right in the direct sun. It's cactus, for heaven's sakes.
No. These are actually, I believe, native to a more tropical region where they get
humidity.
Humidity and stuff out of the air.
Okay.
But they're easy to grow as long as you don't overdo it.
Okay.
Don't over care for them, basically, is what it amounts to.
Okay. So shaded is best in the summer. Definitely keep them out of direct sun. That's
morning,
what she did.
Morning sun, you know, up till maybe noon or so would be okay. Or again, late in the day, like a 3:30 on, would probably be fine for it.
Okay. And the botanical name is? Did you say epiphyllum?
Epiphyllum.
Epiphyllum. That's what you have, Peggy.
Yeah.
Well, what a lovely gift.
Uh-huh.
And
it'll go on for years.
It'll probably outlast you.
Yep. And she can take little cuttings off of it and grow more of them, give them to her grandchildren or whatever she wants to do with them.
Well, great. Peggy, we hope that helps. If you need more information, just call Dave now at 707-636-1350. We'll be back with Amon Jordan. We're going to talk more about the big Foliage Funk Fest coming up next Saturday. And if you get in with a question, either email or phone call this morning, we'll enter your name into the drawing. Amon has generously consented to give away two pair of tickets for this really cool event next Saturday.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $100 experience at Sensei Winery for just $50. Discover rare small lot varietals crafted with a rich family heritage tracing back to Croatia. Whether you choose a classic tasting with charcuterie for four or an exclusive VIP barrel tasting for two, you will experience the authentic Mediterranean spirit in every pour. Grab your $100 voucher for only $50 today at MySonomaDeals.com.
Hey, Sonoma County, George Adair here with Cross Country Mortgage, online at georgeadair.com. The real estate market is heating back up, and mortgage rates are finally coming down off their peaks, creating a window of opportunity you don't want to miss. Whether you're looking to refinance, tap into home equity, or buy your next property, we've got you covered. Get started at georgeadair.com. From conventional loans to alternative income options, I'll help you find the right fit for your home purchase or refinance goals. The market is shifting. Smart moves now can pay off big later. Let's build your strategy with a free, personalized consultation. Schedule a one-on-one meeting or call online at georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com. Let's get you started.
GeorgeADair.com. Cross Country Mortgage NMLS 3029 and GeorgeAdair NMLS number 245370. Licensing info at NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Equal housing opportunity subject to credit approval.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on Contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on Contact.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
So Peggy has followed up, Dave. She did hear what you had mentioned about her epiphyllum, and she said, thank you so much. Just one final question. What type of potting soil should I use for this epiphyllum?
You could use like a cactus mix for it if you really want something special, but also just regular old potting soil for house plants or potted plants is fine. The big thing is with a potting soil, it holds the moisture a little longer and stuff, so just make sure that you don't keep it too wet and overwater it.
Okay, so maybe a blend of potting soil and cactus oil anything like that.
Whatever you got in the garage.
So how often should she or have you fertilized yours that's been on the front porch for 30 years?
I have to admit that I've been very
neglectful
about fertilizing, and I think it's probably had fertilizer maybe 3 times in 30 years or something. But you could give it a light feeding of most any common houseplant food, or if you're using like a granular thing or something, I would go very easy with it and do it not so frequently.
Okay. Besides the one that's on your... Go ahead. Finish your thought.
They're very minimal care. They're in their native habitat, you'll find them growing in tree crotches and things of that nature with almost no soil on them at all. And they perform quite well.
Wonderful. And you mentioned the one on your porch, of course. And do you have others in the nursery?
No.
Not for sale?
No.
No.
And it's not that they're bad plants. It's just something that they're really spectacular when they bloom. And people want them, we'll sell the Christmas cactus and stuff at Christmas or at Thanksgiving or whatever. But the rest of the year, they're kind of rugged looking, I guess. They're not horribly appealing and green and lush.
Oh.
And so people don't seem to be interested in it. I've got a bigger formed leaf one that I haven't stuck in a pot on the top of a fence. And that thing just got through blooming again this year. And the flowers are 6-7 inches in diameter, almost dinner plate size. And they are just spectacular. Mm-hmm. And the color, it's this maroony red color that just jumps out at you. It's really, really magnificent. But again, the plant itself is not that great of a looking plant. It's just kind of different and interesting looking.
But kind of scraggly. It's not like a... Mm-hmm. Evergreen plant around that has.
Well, they're evergreen, yeah. But be careful about the hot sun and also about the winter freezing.
Okay. So don't look for those. If you want to buy one, don't rush to Sonoma Mission Gardens because you won't find one for sale.
Not unless they come around Christmas or Thanksgiving.
That's the time if you want to pursue that. Okay. Are you sold, Ammon?
Sold. I love any type of plants. I like to experiment. So, and I like plants that are easy, so it sounds kind of, you can kind of neglect it, like you said,
yeah. One of those kind of a no-brainer type of plants.
Yeah.
Plant it and forget it kind of plants.
Well,
it's
not
some
completely,
completely,
but close.
But some of them just really require minimum maintenance, I guess maybe that's a way of looking at it, too. And maybe the more you futz over it, sometimes they don't like that. Like, just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't keep fertilizing me. Don't keep pruning and futzing with me. Just enjoy me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. So the Funk Fest coming up next Saturday, May 30th, it's going to be at the Permaculture Artisans, which is on Highway 116 in Sebastopol, 11:30 to 3:30. And you can read more about the organization, the Neighborhood Garden Initiative, if you just simply go to their website. And also, you can get tickets there. They're $20 a person. And heck, you could even become a community member, right? A community partner.
Right.
Find out literature about it. And how does that work? Is it cash donations, or how does that work?
People, there's two ways to, I think three ways to sign up. On our website, they can do either Patreon, or there's a donor box, or PayPal. Mm-hmm. And it's just a monthly donation, and whatever you choose to donate. And then we'll send you monthly updates and things that we're doing, like behind the scenes that we, because we're not really that great at social media. We actually just brought someone on to help us out. And so
I'm so glad. You know, this is so encouraging that I'm going to remember this, because Elon is a young person.
Mm-hmm.
So Dave, we're not young people. And although we're, you know, we're kind of tuned into the social media thing, this is someone of Elon's age. Did you think, oh, he's, but do you know, he's not, he's texting during our conversation, mm-hmm. which is so cool. I mean, no, I want to thank you for that.
That's
also
funny.
So you're more a hands-on person.
Definitely,
in the soil,
yeah.
Out in nature, rather
yeah.
than spending all your days and nights.
I mean, like my technology.
But you'd mm-hmm. like to be more engaged in the technology.
Absolutely.
But you'd rather have someone that really knows that really well and can devote time
yeah.
to it, to spread
yeah.
the word.
And something I've been realizing that about businesses is, like, and like working with Poppies is, like, the owner there, she has a marketing background, and so mm-hmm. I think that's why our social media looks good and why people want to come to the toy store and everything, because of TikTok and Instagram. But I've seen other businesses where they have struggled with that, but that's not their focus. You know, their focus is, you know, like making pies or like doing the garden or something like that, where it's like, and they excel at that, but it's like, it's hard to split your brain in that way.
Exactly. You focus on the work and the product, but mm-hmm. then if people don't know about it, well, it's difficult.
Right.
So, well, good that you'll get expanding the word, and maybe there'll be some other articles written about you in some of the local newspapers,
yeah,
too.
Hopefully,
which would be great, because the work you're doing is wonderful.
Thank you.
So are you going to go next Saturday? Oh, we don't have a show next Saturday because I'll be gone. Okay. Well, I think...
I might give it a try if I can get down there during the hours. But it is, what time is your show running in? Where again for the audience?
It's at the Permaculture Artisans from 11:30 to 3:30. We tried to make it early.
And you said the charge is
$20.
Yeah, $7 for kids. And actually, if you get them from Eventbrite, you can type in the code NGI and get $1 off.
Oh, all right.
So we've set that up in there. So yeah,
which stands for Neighborhood Garden Initiative,
exactly.
NGI.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Grab and Grow is one of the soil products. They're one of the sponsors.
Yeah. We get all our soil from them when we do our builds.
You
so they're, yeah, they're
good
amazing.
Organization.
Yeah.
It's funny. We broadcast the show live from Grab and Grow in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
And the Occidental Community Choir was there.
Wow.
Singing a song, doing a performance to mm-hmm. bring people there. And they debuted a song called I Like Plants. We recorded the show, and I talked to the composer of the show.
Yeah.
Of the piece called, her name is Rita Rue.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, Rita, would you mind if we use this as our theme song on Garden Talk?
Mm-hmm.
She said, we'd love that. So she sent me a hard copy, and that's been our theme
song.
That's
the theme song right now?
That's the theme
wow,
song.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
For 31 years.
Nice.
That's what you heard every time we go back on the air.
Yeah. I love it. I've always heard it, but I love hearing the backstory now. That's
yeah,
amazing.
I like plants better than people, you know, the way we start off the show.
Yeah.
And people have called and emailed and said, I'd love to get a copy of that. Where can I buy that? And Rita had said, well, we did have it on a reissue CD, but I don't think it's currently available, so... People from all over that have listened to the show have wondered the derivation
yeah.
of that show.
Just got to put it on Spotify.
Yeah. Oh, see? Spotify. So, yeah. Anyway, that's the story about our association with Grab and Grow. And Aunt Marissa, well, they're just part of the community.
Great people.
Yeah, yeah. They are. Yeah. They're amazing. It's cool because I was in school before COVID for sustainable agriculture. And Michaela, she was working the front there. She, when I went to go, we did our first build. Mm-hmm. We had our masks on and everything, so we didn't see. And we were like, is that you? And so we kind of pulled our masks down. And we're like, oh, my gosh. So she's been there, and so she's been a great connection, Michaela and Cheryl as well. So, yeah, they're amazing. And Ryan, so they're great people. Over
there. And helping us others at Petaluma Seed Bank, Farm to Pantry, Feed Black Futures, and MRS, as we mentioned, and Soil Plus. So you've got a good core group of supporters for this.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's a lot of fun.
We'll take a break. We will come right back with Aman Jordan. If you need a last-minute question answered, email is steve@ksro.com, or you can have a chat with Dave Fazio at 707-636-1350.
Hey, what's up? It's your old friend Dirt. Yeah, the guy making your car look dusty and dull. Do me a favor. Avoid the four Love car wash locations between Santa Rosa and Roanoke Park. Seriously, with their next level wash tech, free vacuums, and unlimited packages, they're built to destroy me. A visit to Love Car Wash not only erases all my hard work, but with their cutting edge protectants like graphene and ceramic extreme, come on, how am I going to do my job? And now it's even worse. They're offering 30% off per month for your first 3 months on their top wash packages. 30%? For 3 months? How am I supposed to survive that?
Right now at Love Car Wash, get 30% off per month for your first 3 months on our top unlimited wash packages. Unlimited washes, free vacuums, premium shine. Visit LUVCarWash.com. That's LUVCarWash.com.
The name is Love. So where's the love for dirt? Where's the love?
Real leadership shows up when it matters. Todd Land served as a deputy sheriff, protecting our community. As mayor, he delivered visible results. Now he's ready to bring that same leadership to Sonoma County. Safer neighborhoods, lower costs, real accountability. Vote Todd Lands for Supervisor, District 4. Leadership that delivers. Ad paid for by Action Committee for Todd Lands for Supervisor 2026. Ad Committee's top funder, Molly Flater. Not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Elevate your team's performance with a corporate membership at Centerline 33, Sonoma County's premier pickleball club. With 17 indoor and 16 outdoor courts, our facility is perfect for local professionals. Enjoy unlimited open play 7 days a week, plus exclusive perks like a complimentary group clinic and annual use of our dedicated event space. Enjoy our full gym, locker rooms, and recovery center featuring cold plunges and saunas. Visit Centerline33.com today to secure our grand opening initiation special.
Step into the ring and into something fun for the whole family. Get ready for Brawl for All, coming to Herzog Hall at the Petaluma Fairgrounds on July 18th. This is real amateur boxing, USA Boxing Sanctioned, and packed with energy, excitement, and some seriously inspiring athletes. We're talking local fighters and competitors from all over, from kids as young as 9 years old to seasoned boxers chasing their shot at the Olympic trials. Parents, friends, kids, everyone cheering loud for the people chasing their dreams. Get your tickets now at KSRO.com. Doors open at 12, first fight at 1, and the action keeps rolling into the evening. So if you want something different, something exciting, and something fun for the whole family, come out and support the next generation of champions. Brawl for All, July 18th at the Petaluma Fairgrounds. Be there when it all starts. Brawl for All.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Just enough time to ask you, Aman, your two favorite numbers. Two favorite numbers, 1, 2, or 3?
1 and 3.
1 and 3, Barbara and Peggy. Barbara and Peggy, you've won a pair of tickets each to the big, huge, wonderful, not-to-be-missed festival next Saturday, honoring the wonderful work that the Neighborhood Garden Initiative does, Foliage Funk Fest, May 30th. And Aman, you'll contact them directly and let them know how to claim their tickets.
Yes, I'll send you.
Thank you. Thank you for this illuminating hour. It's wonderful, the work that you do.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And hope to have you back soon.
Absolutely.
Dave Fazio, we'll see you in a month or so, something like
whenever.
That. Since we're doing a best of garden talk next Saturday. Thank Emily you. Ash Lamb in the KSRO kitchen. That's next.
Sonoma County's News Talk. K245DJ Petaluma. K278CD. KSRO Santa Rosa.
From ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. Evacuation orders are in place right now in Orange County, California due to concerns.